Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of peace, health, egalitarianism, and sustainability. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. This program will be a serious one. In the face of the global crisis causing massive suffering and pain, fear, and division, I would like to recite this essay by Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, with the intention of creating harmony, unity, and healing. The name of this essay is COVID, Our Banquet of Consequences, published on May 23rd, 2020. It starts out with a quote. Everybody, soon or late, sits down to a banquet of consequences. Robert Louis Stevenson. The spinning fury, and now here's the essay by Dr. Will Tuttle. The spinning fury at the core of our culture, animal agriculture, not only exploits and destroys the lives and purposes of animals, it does the same to humans as well. And we see this playing out now with this draconian lockdown of healthy people, eroding mental health, human rights, and economic independence, and destroying countless small and medium businesses, including vegan ones. In my lectures over the years, I've described animal agriculture as a Trojan horse. On the surface, it appears to be a helpful gift, but on closer examination and with deeper understanding, we see clearly that it is an utterly harmful force in our individual and collective lives, incessantly damaging the health of our ecosystems and society, as well as our physical, psychological, and spiritual well-being. Animal agriculture is also the hidden cause of the COVID-19 pandemic and of the dominant narrative that is imprisoning billions of people in fear and confusion in their homes and eroding our capacity to speak up and defend our basic freedoms. We are reaping the harvest that we have been sowing for decades and centuries. This is our banquet of consequences. Our culture has created a vast system of animal enslavement that heartlessly condemns billions of sentient beings whose interests are as significant to them as ours are to us, to lives of misery, terror, and pain. Their purposes are stolen, and they are reduced to mere material units of production and a rapacious economic system that sells them by the pound. They are impregnated on rape racks, their offspring immediately stolen, exploited, and killed, and all are forcibly vaccinated and drugged, tracked, microchipped, mercilessly mutilated and oppressed, and brutally killed in an unnecessary, ugly, surreal prison world devoid of meaning and respect. Animal agriculture defines our society. Those of us who purchase the flesh and secretions of these unfortunate beings, which is most of humanity worldwide, are the causal forces propelling this system ever onward with the flood of money we spend, votes we cast, driving its ongoing and reckless devastation. Thus, as we persist in engineering and imposing a dystopian future on billions of beings, we now see the gaping maw of a dystopian future looming before our eyes. Mandatory confinement, separation of family members, loss of basic freedoms, forced vaccinations, routine microchipping, mass tracking and surveillance. All these standard factory farm practices are now being openly discussed and planned by health officials, pharmaceutical representatives, and government agencies. What we relentlessly inflict on farmed animals, we see manifesting in our human world, and ironically, we seem powerless and strangely uninspired to stop it. Why is this? Why are we so unable to see the obvious and respond with clarity, vitality, and solidarity to these insidious existential dangers to us and to our children? Why are we immobilized by fear and mesmerized by the voices of authority, unable to connect with either our intuitive wisdom or to think critically about our situation? Why the nearly blind allegiance to mainstream media narratives and medical pharmaceutical forces that we should by now have learned to question? Why do we find those relative few who dare to speak up and question the dominant COVID narrative to be so threatening? It is because animal agriculture not only exploits animals, it exploits us. As we exploit and abuse, we will be exploited and abused. Each one of us, as we purchase meat, dairy, or egg products, becomes an invisible killer to the cows, pigs, hens, and fishes we are exploiting. We directly but invisibly cause terror, pain, and death, and we compound it further by eating it and feeding it to our vulnerable and innocent children, ritually indoctrinating them as we were. We are the invisible killers, but we repress this awareness and project it outward, impulsively terrified of invisible killers which seem to be everywhere. We spend billions on military defense to protect ourselves from lurking terrorists, and now are even more frightened by microscopic enemies, the hordes of viruses, pathogens, and other unseen agents of death arising and projected from our unfaced violence. This is our shadow, our repressed awareness, guilt, and shame, propelling us to give our power away to authorities in the vain hope they will protect us. At war with animals, nature, and each other, we make war on invisible viruses as well, completely failing to understand them in our fear-based materialist delusion. We see and suspect enemies and threats everywhere because we are the enemies and threats, and our fear sends us into the waiting arms of the merciless global conglomerates who provide both the narrative and the toxic, quote, solution, end quote. They will profit from us more in power even than in dollars. They have purchased both media and government, and we find ourselves the wounded and programmed dominators of animals, increasingly dominated by impersonal forces beyond our control. There is but one way to human freedom and to a world of health and harmony, and that is the way of ahimsa, non-harmfulness to other beings, a vegan world of respect for all. We will be worthy of understanding and appreciating ourselves and everyone on this beautiful and abundant planet when we dismantle the entrenched narrative of human superiority and entitlement. A new story is yearning to be born in our human culture. It has ancient roots in this current emergency, emerge and see. If we respond appropriately, can put us on a higher path of liberation and healing. It seems that vegans are in a unique position to be the midwife helpers of this new birth. We have been discussing for decades how animal agriculture is the source of many of the foodborne diseases afflicting humanity, such as Campylobacter, Listeria, Salmonella, and mad cow, as well as the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria and the zoonotic spread of disease. Beside this, of course, are the many diseases caused by diets high in animal-sourced foods, such as heart disease, liver and kidney disease, diabetes, obesity, dementia, and many forms of cancer. As vegans, we are typically making a conscious effort to take responsibility for our health and also to contribute to the health of others, and to question the established animal agriculture narratives that promote violence toward animals, hungry people, workers, ecosystems, indigenous people, future generations, and our own organs, cells, and relationships. Fortunately, it seems that increasing numbers of people are beginning to make the connection between animal agriculture and the many assaults on our collective health and freedom. May we all do our best to keep this momentum increasing and to protect our rights and prevent censorship. These are the immense opportunities and challenges we are currently facing. Thanks for contributing your heart, love, critical thinking, and deep questioning during this demanding time. By Dr. Will Tuttle. The title of that essay is COVID, A Banquet of Consequences. Published May 23rd, 2020. Read to you now in the hopes of manifesting healing, peace, harmony, and egalitarianism. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll hear some great, inspiring, uplifting vegan music. The piano and flute music is Will and Madeline Tuttle from their album Inspiration. The first song is called Call to Heaven, and this one is From the Mountaintop.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Join me on American Roots every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. over community radio, WCUW 91.3 FM, and the web at wcuw.org/listen.
Thank you for your support of community radio. This is Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation. Prior to the break, I shared the article by Dr. Will Tuttle. The article title is COVID, A Banquet of Consequences. Shared with you in the hopes of healing and harmony, freedom and peace. And for the rest of the program, we're going to be enjoying vegan music. We'll start out with Daniel Redwood, Time for a New Story. Choose a new story.
$10 billion put to death each year in a world of suffering, in a world of fear. There's no good reason they need to die. Everything about it is a hellish lie. It's a story we don't have to buy no more. They tell you you need it, meat, milk, and eggs each day. else, they got it hidden away. So just numb your heart to the blood and the gore, the path of destruction that came before, spread so wide all across the globe, and the lives of the innocent, the ones you'll never know. Time to choose a new story where the words come from your heart. Use your life as a force for good. There's never gonna be a better time to start. They clear cut the rainforest, graze their cattle there. That's the lungs of the planet with cancer breaking out. More greenhouse gas, more heat, more drought. Millions go hungry while we use our grain to fatten up the animals, spread disease and pain. And now the oceans are dying, most of the fish are gone. But we don't stop, no, we just keep pushing on. Destroying what's been there for countless years, the coral reefs, the magnificent whales, and the fish on your plate is the death of the sea. When you make the connections, the truth will set you free. Time to choose a new story where the words come from your heart. Use your life as a force for good. There's never gonna be a better time to start. Begin with compassion for all of life. Choose peace, not war. And if we eat just plants, we'll only need a fraction of the land we used before. A fraction of the water, a fraction of the fossil fuel, a fraction of the need to rationalize, trashing the golden rule. Time to choose a new story where the words come from your heart. Use your life as a force for good. There's never gonna be a better time to start.
That was Daniel Redwood, Choose a New Story, and this is Be Kind Already, Jason Oliver and Michelle Swan.
What will tear down your wall of resistance? Certainly not all my insistence that she can feel. Her pain is real.
When will I see a burst of compassion that equals your love of music and fashion?
What will it take
for you to break?
Be kind already, let go of your pride already, listen to their cries already, and open your heart. Enough already, I'm losing my mind already, processing's a grind already, I know that you're smart. You see yourself as a beacon of earth.
hurt you? What if some stranger decided to hurt you like you hurt him? Would it be a sin?
What will it take to crush your denial? When will you see he's just a child? It's not his fate to fill your plate.
Be kind already. Let go of your pride already. Listen to the cries already. And open your heart. Enough already. I'm losing my mind already. Protesting's a grind already. I know that you're smart.
I'm just out to make trouble. As you fight like hell to stay in your bubble.
But you will see that history's on my side.
Be kind already. Let go of your pride already. Listen to the cries already. And open your heart. Enough already.
And this is Only One Life by Vegan Queen V in London. We'll go out with They Don't Care About Us by Diesel Automatic. All vegan music.
They don't care about you at all, at all, at all.
The views and opinions expressed in this song are those of Diesel Automatic and millions of others worldwide, and are based on factual information available to the public. Nonetheless, skepticism is encouraged, and I highly recommend that everyone looks into these issues on their own and draws their own conclusions. It's our obligation to ourselves, our families, and our people. Now let's go. First of all, rest in peace, George Carlin and Michael Jackson. Now it's time for action. The government got us trapped. We had enough of this crap. They took our freedom and our dough, and now we taking it back. Don't gotta take it as fact. Go get the knowledge yourself. They run the education system, so college won't help. They using my manipulation to acquire their wealth. They put in fluoride in the water to abolish our health. And the food they claiming healthy is already altered chemically. Fruits and vegetables are being modified genetically. Homegrown organic food's obviously the remedy. But try and grow a garden and the FDA won't let it be. Do you know your enemy? They plans and who they posse is. Fast food, tobacco, alcohol, industry lobbyists. Banks, oil, weapons, and pharmaceutical companies. They all in this together, cause misery's where the money be.
The government's a business, that's the bottom line. You and I are nothing more than dollar signs. They don't care about us. They enslave us when they bury us in debt. And they scare us with imaginary threats. They don't care about us. They control us with the media and news. And they poison in our water and our
TV is irrelevant. A bunch of harmful product and some famous people selling it. The ultimate result is a decrease in your intelligence. Billions of dollars spent on research and development by advertising agencies to keep you in the element. PR companies writing the news you think is heaven sent. Same people who be writing speeches for the president. Me, I'm never hesitant to speak the truth. If you don't believe my words, then you should seek the proof. And the scary thing is that none of this stuff is hidden, but I probably end up being punished for what I'm spitting. Are we our subjects and our leader is a king? They say seeing is believing, so I don't believe a thing. Cause all I see is lies that the corporate media brings. So I listen and in the distance, I'm hearing freedom ring.
The government's a business, that's the bottom line. You and I are nothing more than dollar signs. They don't care about us. They enslave us when they bury us in dead. And they scare us with imaginary threats. They don't care about us. They control us with the media and news. And they poison in our water and our food. They don't care about us. And they profit off of sickness and disease while they strip us of our civil liberties. They don't care about us.
I got rocks and they with blood. Both my parents are immigrants. First generation, I'm an American citizen. Born as a Muslim, but that don't make me a terrorist. They fighting overseas, but here at home is where the terrorists. Follow no religion, though I never been an atheist. Supporting your government does not make you a patriot. A patriot is somebody who's ready to fight for their land and take a stand by defending their rights. The Constitution entitles us to all of our civil liberties. Why then are millions of citizens living miserably? Poverty, obesity, unemployment, and sickness at all-time highs according to the statistics. Healthcare providers deny us of all their services. They don't care about us, making money's what their purpose is. Depopulation and occupation of foreign land. Global domination is the new world order plan.
The government's a business, that's the bottom line. You and I are nothing more than dollar signs. They don't care about us. They enslave us when they bury us in dead. And they scare us with imaginary threats. They don't care about us. They control us with the media and news. And they poison in our water and our food. They don't care about us. And they profit off of sickness and disease while they strip us of our civil liberties. They don't care about us.
That previous song was They Don't Care About Us by Diesel Automatic, and this is Animal Rap by Susan Dietrich.
Hey, human beings, you're as mad as a hatter, spilling our blood like our lives don't even matter. All creatures want to live just like you and those you love, yet you treat us like we're less than dirt that you are far above. What kind of karma do you think this will enable? Karma from a grim brother's dark and evil fable? Consider what you're putting on your table. Better reconsider what you're putting on your table. First you torture, then you rape us, and you drag away our babies. How cruel can you be? How heartless? How crazy? You sell us into slavery so you can suck our milk, draining us dry while we're forced to live in filth. You suck out our secretions till blood flows in the gutters from the cold, cruel steel fastened to our tender udders, injecting us with drugs to suppress the inflammation. Do you not see the parallel to women's subjugation? Do you not see the parallel to women's subjugation?
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Hey, human beings, you're as mad as a hatter, spilling our blood like our lives don't even matter. All creatures want to live just like you and those you love, and you treat us like we're less than dirt that you are far above. What kind of karma do you think this will enable? Karma from a grim brother's dark and evil fable. Better make